Monkey Hill. It wasn't intended to be anything special. It was the Civil Works Administration, which was a predecessor of the more famous and larger WPA, 1933-1934. And the CWA endeavored to create jobs, mostly in cities. They shored up neutral grounds, they cleaned up parks. And in Audubon, the Batcher End was this kind of muddy, swampy area. This is now the Fly. That was previously a garbage dump. And so the idea was to expand the park into that area. And they took the spill of that and created this mound a few hundred feet inland. I found no evidence that there was this explicit goal of giving children in a flat city the experience of a hill.
Do we know whether there was even an intention to keep the mound, or maybe they were going to get rid of that at a certain point and distribute it somewhere else?
No. It was intended to be a hill, but once planners started to see that children were just wild about this place, they landscaped it and kind of built it into the park. For reasons unknown, children started to call it Monkey Hill. Another possibility of the name is that there really was a Monkey Island in one of the lagoons, and that was a formal name, and so Monkey Hill would be a counterpart. But what's fascinating about it is it's really the exuberance and imagination of children that turned this little unnamed lagniappe to a federal project into something embedded in the culture and the vernacular of New Orleanians and what I think of as the geography of a New Orleans childhood.
Of course, though, you point out in your piece that not all children were included in this tradition, that when the hill opened and for several decades, it was only a certain population of the city that was even allowed to have access to it.
For 30 years, this was, like so many other public and private spaces and opportunities in the city, strictly segregated. And so for one or two generations of African-American children, this was unknown territory.
And you also, though, end the piece with a sort of contemplation of the importance or the role of a hill in childhood development, even.
To, a real toddler just experimenting with the art of walking, that exertion that is needed to go up there is, you know, provides a sort of exhilarating determination. They've never felt this before.
I can do this.
I can do this. Wow, this is really neat. Then going down, of course, is absolute exhilaration. They have gravity on their side. They could roll. They could somersault. And you just watch the giggles and you realize why this became so special 80 years ago.
Some people find the experience of being in New Orleans a bit disorienting because there's not a natural way to get a lay of the land, if you will. There's not a natural place where you can go up and see where you are and orient yourself. That's a natural phenomenon anyway.
That's right. I love mountains and I love high perches, and I satisfy that desire by going up in high buildings. And I think I've been on about half of the higher buildings in this city, legally or otherwise.
Richard Campanella likes a view, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed.
Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture and author of Bourbon Street, A History, as well as the monthly Cityscapes column in NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. Thanks so much.
Thank you.